The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh! Welcome, NH Town. And this is the part where Henry Thomas would say, "What's happening, Houston and America? You know what time it is. You know what to do." Well, Henry is en route, so we'll hear from him when he gets here. Welcome in, John and Lance, out today. Why? Because they're out celebrating America, as hopefully you are too. We can only hope that that's not what you're doing right now, or, you know, maybe you're protesting, maybe you're thinking about taking over the country. I don't know, but let's hope whatever you're doing, let's hope you're wearing your mask, because that's what you're supposed to do, and you should do. Whether you like it or not, that's what has to be done. And I'll tell you what, I am amazed, T-Scott on the dot, at the number of people, myself, who was one of them, okay? Let's just full disclosure here. I don't like wearing a mask. I don't. It's not my favorite thing to do, but by God, if that's what it's going to take to get America back on track,
then you do it.
Then mask I shall wear. That and the fact that my boss, by the way, I mean, listen, I love this brand new studio that we're in, but apparently the headphones, I'm still acclimating myself. You know, it's been probably a good 2 years at least since I've been in this studio, and of course it was obviously far different the last time I was here. We didn't have all this fancy new equipment. We didn't have the pseudo bricks that are in here right now. All right, I'm kind of digging all that. I might actually see where you guys got that done. I wouldn't mind kind of outlining my living room at the house with these plastic or whatever the hell these are, kind of like I don't know. What is this? Drywall brick? Is that what this is? Drywall brick? Is
that
what this
drywall, is? Drywall, bro. That's like poster board.
Poster board brick. Okay. I dig it. You got kind of like this urban vibe going on here. Like, listen, it's Brick City up in here at ESPN 97.5. So, no, it's been a while. Again, I am Fred Davis. 14-year NFL veteran Henry Thomas, my man, is going to be here at some point. He's fighting the little bit of traffic that there is here in Houston on a Thursday morning. I can't imagine that there's that much traffic today. But if anybody could find it, it's Henry Thomas.
I mean, I got here in less than 10 minutes.
Where do you live now?
Like I-10 and Studemont right there.
I-10 and Studemont. Okay. I know that's it.
And normally, on a normal traffic day, it would probably take me 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. With like heavy traffic.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But you know, listen, we've all been ravaged by the Rona in some form or fashion. Traffic will never be the same. Yes, you're going to have pockets of traffic. Yes, there's a gazillion people here in Houston, so I understand all that. So that, yes, there is going to be traffic in some form or fashion. But right now, we're all looking for silver linings in the throes of the Rona. But the one thing that we can take to the bank and feel at least somewhat good about is the fact that traffic has been extremely manageable. And for those of us that make that morning commute, for those of us that are still driving to work each and every day, shout out to each and every one of you that are still making that drive to work each and every day. And shout out to people that are still working from home. Shout out to the people that have been furloughed. Shout out to the people that are unemployed right now. Shout out to anybody that is doing the damn thing as we navigate through these unprecedented times. And not a shout out to all you people that are just generally just ugly people. But listen, it's we're glad to be back on. It's an HD show type reunion. For those of you that don't know, the HD show from back in the day, I don't know, we did that show about 4 or 5 years ago. It was myself. It was my man from Amsterdam, the one, the only. Nobody makes orange shorts look so good like this man to my right. All he did was spend 14 years starting in the National Football League. Two-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, 93
and a half
career sacks, the most ever by a nose tackle in the history of the National Football League. Over 1,000 career tackles. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. 1,000 career tackles from the nose tackle position. The pride of the foe. And a Bayou Bengal to boot. The one, the only, Henry Thomas.
What's happening, Houston
and America.
Did you appreciate my Henry Thomas impersonation?
Yes, I actually heard it. It was pretty decent. Pretty decent.
Well, you know, I've heard you do it so many different times. I figured I should have it down by now. But Henry, welcome to the program. Glad to have you here.
Man, glad I was able to make it.
I'm glad you. How'd you get in? What'd you do? Kick the door down, or was somebody coming in, or what?
Hey, man,
some questions are better left unanswered.
Yeah, I can't tell you all that. but I got in.
That's it. That's all that matters. And, of course, our man working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
The one, the only, T. Scott on the dot, a.k.a. Tyler Scott. Listen, the last time we all did a show together, gentlemen, I mean, lots has changed. I was telling everybody on the way in. I mean, again, the studio looks night and day different, okay? So we're still acclimating ourselves to that. T. Scott done got himself a promotion.
I see that.
Since the last time we were here.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. You're now what? Assistant program director, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep, APD.
What does all that entail, by the way? For those that don't know.
It's a title.
Title. Also, I oversee the interns.
Nice.
So I got an interview.
How's my girl Maria doing, by the way?
Should be here today.
She'll be here today?
I believe noon.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Doing good. She picked it up pretty quickly. That didn't answer my question as to how she's doing.
She picked it up
pretty
quickly. Yeah, she's good. She has learned our procedures and such.
Nice.
Doing well.
Okay. All right. Shout out to my boy Michelle Shamas, my Lebanese connections over there. And listen, it's all about, as they say in the business, not what you know.
Who you know.
Who you know, Henry Thomas. So T. Scott on the dot is now in charge of all things interns. Listen. Be careful with that, okay? You saw what it did to Bill Clinton. All right?
Noted.
You saw what it did. But did it really do anything to him, though? If we're really going to break it down? I mean, I think Monica was more shamed by anything than she's a punchline.
Yeah, I mean.
Not now.
A punchline. That's the type
of millions
cigar.
Of dollars now.
Which, is she making millions?
I think she's got a book out.
Yeah. Are people still reading books? Where are we at on that? 713-387.
I still read books.
Excuse me. I was getting ready to give my phone number out. You know, it wouldn't be the first time I've done that. Listen, I'm a little rusty, folks. Give me about a segment or two. The last time you and I were on was back in February. We were over there on the on our sister station. Is it a sister station if it's a national, or is it considered a sister or a cousin station if it's just in the same building? What's the terminology for that? Do we know?
Yeah, let's just say sister station.
We'll just call it the sister station.
Because we're
station.
In the same building.
We are in the same building. Floor. It's another Gal Media property, SB Nation. We were doing some shows over there. We did a show the Friday before the Super Bowl, and then we weren't asked back. So I don't know what that means. The pandemic, though, probably. The pandemic
That's
is
what
ravaged.
We're going to blame it on.
I'm going to blame it on the pandemic.
I mean, I've been blaming that on a lot of stuff. Pandemic. Corona's got accused for a lot of things. Got me, you know. Right off the hook with Corona.
Throughout the course of the show, 713-780-3776, I want you to chime in and let us know, what have you blamed on the pandemic that may or may not have been caused by the pandemic? Child payment slowing up? Pandemic. Sorry, boo. Sorry, boo. I know he wants them J's. You mind if I get him some Converse slides? Okay? That's where we're at right now. Okay? This is where we're at. Money's a little tight. Money's a little tight right now. We have a fantastic show planned for you today. I'm glad you guys are aboard with us here. Once again, Henry Thomas, Fred Davis, Tyler Scott filling in for John and Lance. We've got a tremendous show. Darren Heitner, Sports Legal Biz, sportsagentblog.com. You can check that out. He'll be joining us in the next segment talking all things Rona sports and all things the business of sports, including this new law in Florida that he helped champion as well and has been all over as far as college athletes going to be able to make money off their likenesses. Long time coming. Glad for that. But what is the legal ramifications of that? And I'm just curious, what are the legal ramifications of the start of all the leagues restarting, right? We heard today, or we've heard in the last few days, that the NFL is considering having fans sign a waiver. Not a huge surprise there. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. So we'll ask our boy Darren Heitner about all things legal sports, Corona, and anything in between. Our boy Moke Hamilton from the NY is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour as well, talking all things NBA restart. I've got a piping hot take on all things James Harden, so stand by for that. Ted Johnson, the gentleman, I'll tell you what, the guy who's the, really, Ted Johnson is the impetus for us.
Absolutely.
Okay? Without Ted Johnson,
There is no Henry and Fred, all right? So I will forever be indebted to Ted Johnson, because if it wasn't for Ted, I would have never met Henry Thomas, and my life is better for having done that. So Teddy J, as we all know, my former radio partner, and then did some time on 610 afterwards. He's now up in Beantown doing his thing on 98.5 up there, the Sports Hub, as well as doing Sports Boston, covering all things Patriots and everything else. He'll be joining us at 8:40 talking about Cam to the Patriots. And then our guy, Russell Baxter, one of our longtime friends of the program, going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. We also have haikus today.
Uh-oh.
Okay. We have haikus today. Topics are as follows. Masks, okay? Masks. Oh, hold on. I sent you all that info last night.
Yes, you did.
I did. Hold on. Here we go.
You got open relationships.
Open relationships, okay?
Fourth of July,
and then a freestyle. Thank you, Henry Thomas, for that. And you're asking yourselves, well, Fred, why are we talking about open relationships? Well, for one thing, why not? But more importantly, the news in the last couple days, Will Smith, apparently, is okay with open relationships.
He's been married a long time.
He's been married. They have, right?
Yes.
So.
Two kids.
At least that we know of.
Fame. Fortune.
Hey. I mean, I don't. That's a world that we don't know much about. You probably have a much better idea than I do, than T. Scott does. But that's like on another level of uber stardom that Will Smith is a part of, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so they're, secret society type stuff.
Will
ain't
Smith
no
can walk in there right now, and my seat's gone. He's talking.
He can have the whole thing.
That's right.
Okay, he's hosting, producing, and whatever he wants to do. So, little known fact, my grandmother, Shirley, RIP, said that I used to remind her of Will Smith because of the show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So, there you go. Take it for what it's worth. Listen.
I'm not even going to touch that
just,
one.
It's Shirley, okay? God bless Shirley. R.I.P. Love you, Grandma. Miss ya. Miss ya. All right. So that's listen, we got a tremendous show. 9 o'clock show. We're going to open up the phone lines as well. 713-780-3776. We're going to have some fun today. Hopefully you do as well. Coming up next, though, Darren Heitner, sports legal attorney, going to talk all things sports business as well as how the Rona is affecting the sports world. That is T. Scott on the Dot. That's our boy Henry Thomas, and I am still that dude, Freddie D. Don't you go anywhere. Be back with you in a bit.
What's the reason? I'm a pimp in every sense of the word. Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them. Till I need to be the guts in it. Beep, beep, and I'm picking them up. Let them play with the truck. Many chicks want to put chicken fist and cup. Divorce.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back in. This is The Bench with a little HD show flair to it. Lance and John graciously taking the day off. Well-deserved, doing their thing, getting their 4th of July pre-party to the pre-party on. And so, listen, AJ asked
know.
Us.
I don't know if I like the name of the show.
What, The Bench?
Not comfortable for me.
Well, as a guy you were a starter, all right? So you never spent time on the bench. The only time you were on the bench was when the offense was on the field.
That's right.
So for you, the bench has a totally different connotation, which I can certainly appreciate. As far as connotations go, when you talk about the premier sports lawyer in the business, that's the only thing that comes to mind when you talk about this next guest we're welcoming on the program. Darren Heitner, author of the Sports Agent blog, professor at large, and, of course, just a proud U of F Florida alum. And, of course, there's nobody better right now when it comes to talking all things sports business than one Mr. Darren Heitner. Mr. Heitner, how are you on this Thursday morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for the very kind words.
Absolutely, man. Listen, I've been following you for a couple years now, and the thing about sports and law, as you well know as anybody, is that it's sports in any form or fashion. We're beyond the stat book right now. It's all facets that everybody's interested in. And so one thing that you've been big on and have been huge on as far as covering is this legislation for the NCAA. Now athletes are going to be able to use their names, images, and likenesses to profit off of, which has been a long time coming. But, there's always the, oh, they get you know, they get free room and board, they get tuition, they get scholarships, what have you, and people are worried about what the floodgates that could potentially open. What is the, in its simplest form, Darren, what does this law mean, and what do we expect to see in the next couple of years as this thing's rolled out?
Well, thanks for the question. I think, first of all, there needs to be some clarity. Right now, you only have three states that have passed a law that will affect their own state laws regarding a college athlete's ability to make money off of his or her name, image, and likeness. You've got my own state of Florida, which I was honored to be a part of that process, California and Colorado. California and Colorado actually won't go effective until 2023, so that's a long ways from now. Meanwhile, Florida, it won't be active for this season coming up. It will be effective July 1, 2021. And so you've got a gap, no matter what, even with Florida being the first to act between now and then. And we may see the federal government take action. Just yesterday, there was a hearing in the Senate in a committee where various individuals, including the commissioner of the SEC, was asked questions about name, image, likeness and what it should look like if the federal government intervenes. You also have the NCAA, which has, for the longest time, said it would not get involved in this particular area, not allow college athletes to earn compensation off their names, images, and likenesses, say, well, we've got these 31 pages of recommendations. We're willing to make a change. We're going to provide proposed legislation in October of this year and a vote in early 2021. So we could actually see the NCAA change its own rules on this particular subject, in an effort to cause states like Florida, California, Colorado, and many others that are looking at this type of legislation to fall back and allow the NCAA to control. There's a lot of issues with what the NCAA is asking for. It's power hungry. It wants this clearinghouse, guardrails, an antitrust exemption, so on and so forth. But if we just look at Florida, what we're looking to create is a free market. Mm-hmm. Allow college athletes the same rights as every other student on college campuses. The right to earn money off of an individual's name, image, and likeness. And one of the biggest ways to do so in 2020, and I'm sure in 2021, will be through these types of social media deals. We have social media influencers. You can monetize your followers, your engagement, et cetera. Why should every other student have that access but not college athletes? So we're changing that in Florida. We hope we can change it on a national level. But for right now, in 2021, it will only be Florida giving these rights.
Darren Heitner, Heitner Legal, and author of the sportsagentblog.com, joining us here talking all things about the new law that's been passed in Florida about college athletes being able to, you know, profit off of their name. What do you expect? Where have you been contacted by other states? And do you think, I mean, obviously the feds are going to step in at some point, but where do you think other states are going to follow their lead? And who's kind of behind the scenes right now, if you can say, where we might see some movement next? I mean, because, you know, you look at a state like Texas, where are they at as far as NIL with athletes?
Well, what we know is prior to Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida signing the bill into law back in June, you had over 20 states other than California, Florida, and Colorado looking at this type of legislation. I can only imagine since Florida actually signing the bill into law and the world really learning that Florida is going to enact this law in 2021, that you will have the vast majority of states jump on board within the next year, at least seriously debating this type of legislation, probably passing laws. And we could even see California and Colorado decide we don't want to wait until 2023. At first, this was our solution, and in my estimation, not a great one. There's too much of a gap. If Florida is going to have this lead, we don't want to give Florida a lead in recruiting for 2 years.
Right.
So I have to imagine especially big states. You mentioned Texas. Absolutely. Texas, California, Illinois, New York. I would expect big states to jump on this immediately, but not only big states. I mean, you think about Alabama, a preeminent program for football, now basketball. Do you really think that the state wants to give every other state an opportunity to have their schools to jump a University of Alabama? Absolutely not. So I fully expect the pressure now, not only to be on the NCAA, but on individualized states to take some action. And again, on the federal level, we've seen various legislation proposed, most recently actually by Senator Marco Rubio from my own state of Florida. Problem is, you can see through the legislation and see the vast amounts of money that the NCAA is spending on lobbying. And it's just, we have a good piece of legislation we passed in Florida without any influence from the NCAA. Use our legislation as a template. Don't allow the NCAA to now instill its own will and affect the way that the legislation is created. And unfortunately, I think Marco Rubio's legislation just is not sufficient.
Darren Heitner, sportsagentblog.com, Heitner Legal, and one of the premier sports agent lawyers in the biz, joining us here on ESPN 97.5. All right, let's switch over to the Rona as well as the restart of sports. We've got it's a huge – I mean, July is – I mean, listen, 2020 has been a bleep show as it is anyway, so let's save that for another conversation. But July is shaping up to be the tipping point of 2020. You've got baseball restarting this month. You've got NBA restarting this month. You've got the NBA restarting this month. You've got NFL training camps getting underway allegedly here in a few weeks. We've heard about the jostling back and forth about, you know, let's make sure that and the health and everything, and we get all that. That all makes all the sense in the world. But what we really haven't heard is what are the legal ramifications? I don't know that I've heard any of that really anywhere. When you look at this from a legal perspective, okay, and you get at the health, you get the money, you get the all that goes into it. But what are some of the are there going to be more legal hurdles or legal challenges, or have those already been kind of subsided and taken care of behind the scenes so that all we can focus on is, okay, money and getting health and everything squared away so that this thing, you know, provided that the Rona doesn't surge to a million cases a day, that we will get this thing kicked off on time?
Every college athletic department, every professional sports team, and every professional sports league is addressing this specific topic on a daily basis. So the answer is no. Nobody has put the legal issues aside. It is an ongoing concern, especially as I believe yesterday may have been the first day where cases eclipsed 50,000 in a single day in the United States. So it's a grave concern. You know, I think what we're going to see are measures taken by employers, by teams, by leagues, et cetera, to try to shield against any potential legal exposure to the best of their ability. I think what's interesting is, let's talk about on the college level. We've seen a school like Ohio State provide what's called a pledge, a coronavirus pledge to all athletes saying, you know, sign this, and if you're under 18, have your parent or guardian sign it, which appears to be some sort of waiver, yet you had the president of the university just yesterday, again, on Capitol Hill say, well, no rights will be waived. It's not, in effect, a waiver. But then schools like University of Tennessee clearly say, on the other side, we're giving you a document that is a waiver. So if you're a player, you need to sign it. You're relieving us from any liability. You will not sue us. You're assuming fully the risk. So that's the university who's taking a very aggressive approach, and I'd expect more universities to follow suit in terms of what Tennessee is doing. Interestingly, on the national level, you have individuals in Congress who are trying to expel that and prevent universities from providing these types of documents to athletes. And then on the professional level, you have teams and leagues concerned not only about the players contracting the disease, but also what happens if a fan contracts the disease? What happens if a team employee contracts the disease? And what types of liability arise from that? So this is going to continue to become a big issue behind the scenes. I mean, forget about the mere fact that it is, from an ethical and moral standpoint, we want to do everything that we can to preclude the spread of coronavirus, deaths, etc. From a legal standpoint, I can tell you that internally, every single franchise is talking to their lawyers and figuring out what can and should we do, not only from a legal perspective, but from an optical standpoint. Because, you know, it doesn't necessarily look great if you're having all these legal forms provided to others saying, we understand the risk, you're assuming it.
Well, this is Henry Thomas. I got a question about, they were saying having fans sign waivers. So if a fan comes in, if a fan already has Corona and doesn't know it, and he comes in and signs a waiver, and eight more people get it because they signed a waiver, that makes it okay, it's not on the team, the team themselves to be liable for that?
Well, as we all know in the legal profession, there's no absolutes. So just because an individual is signing a waiver does not mean that he or she is necessarily waiving all rights. There's always going to be challenges with regard to the legitimacy and enforceability of these types of documents and whether or not they run against public policy and whether or not fans truly appreciate what they're signing. But, you know, it's absolutely a mechanism that teams can and likely will use in order to at least deter these types of lawsuits from arising. And if they do arise, using these documents as a defense. And it's better than nothing for the teams. So I absolutely believe that we will start to see these types of waivers, not only for participants and employees, but also for fans.
Darren Heitner, get you out of here with this. We got about 45 seconds. Yay or nay, we will see sports in some form or fashion in 2020.
Yay. There's just too much to lose. And I think that's particularly true with the NFL. Whereas NBA players, MLB players, largely on guaranteed contracts, making a lot of money, you have NFL players largely making non-guaranteed dollars and not doing as good of a job saving money. And I think you're going to need to see these players, a lot of them are going to need to see checks, especially because they don't get paid year-round.
All right, Darren, tell the folks at home that may be getting introduced to Darren Heitner for the first time, tell them where they can find you at and what's next for you.
Easiest is social media, at Darren Heitner. Last name's H-E-I-T-N-E-R.
Roger that, my friend. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having you on a Thursday morning. And listen, have a fantastic 4th of July weekend.
Same to you and your listeners.
Appreciate you, bud. Darren Heitner. Darren Heitner Legal. And like I said, you can find him at Darren Heitner. Lots to unpack from what he said, and we got a little Astros to get into as well. So much to get into. Glad to have you on board. That's T. Scott. That's Henry Thomas. I am still that dude, Freddie D, right here on ESPN 97.5.
It's called a revolution. Polluting the airwaves, a rebel. Notice, let me revel in basking the fact that I got everyone kissing my d***, and it's a disaster. Such a catastrophe. But you...
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Wait. Three. Woo. I'm doing 80 in a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a 50 in a minute.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. What is this? What is this? Who is
bro,
this?
Bro, it's on the HD show playlist.
No kidding. That's it. I'm on the way. Come on, man. Isn't that the guy with the two phones?
Kevin Gates?
No, sir.
Tyson.
Luke Nasty,
okay. That's right.
This must have been a Henry Thomas selection.
He had another song on that.
This must
I'm
have been a
way.
Henry Thomas
hey,
selection.
Hey, I'm on the way. Fix me a plate. I'm on the way.
Which, by the way, speaking of by the way, I remember when we heard, White Iverson for the first time?
I thought he thought it was the name. Is that his name? White Iverson?
We never heard Post Malone before.
That's right.
We had no idea who Post Malone was. T. Scott played a little White Iverson. We were a little sheepish on it at first.
We were definitely making fun of his looks.
That's right.
As well.
It was a simpler time back then, yes. Boys and girls. It was a simpler time. Back then, shout out to Darren Heitner, man. He was absolutely fantastic. Good stuff from him. And listen, you bet if you are a state with a big time college, and let's call it what it is, most states are. If you're Texas, you better jump on it.
Yeah, you got to step up. I mean,
it's time to pay the kids.
And if you're one of those states that have a big time college and you don't step up,
hey,
your program's going
bye.
Down. Yes, right.
Bye.
Because what? Money talks.
Money does talk. All right. I mean, let's not bury the lead here. It's not as if these kids aren't getting paid in some form or fashion under the table.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're assuming.
You know what happens when you assume.
You're assuming.
You know what happens when you assume.
You have to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
There you go.
Did you ever have any $100 handshakes?
Allegedly, no.
Now, granted, this was back in the day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were playing before social media.
Yeah.
Before the internet. Y'all could just do whatever you wanted.
Who I look like? Chris Webber? I mean, what's he talking about? Asking me questions like that, man. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I did not.
I mean, there's got to be a statute of limitations.
There has to be, Henry Thomas.
Nope, not even trying it.
In the 9 o'clock hour.
That's what that other guy thought. It's statute of limitations. I robbed a bank 6 years ago. Really? Here we go.
Bring out the DNA evidence. No, at the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to work on Henry over the next 2 hours and see if we can't get him to tell us some sort of... Listen, you can redact the names if you'd like.
Okay? There's no redacting in it. It did not happen. I got my scholarship. I worked hard in the off season.
You've been working on this, haven't you?
I was at a construction company, and I ran the fire hose.
That's it. You were the fire watch.
That's it. Underneath the guy welding, I just sit there and put the fire hose on full blast and lean on it.
How much did you make for that? You did okay.
It was okay, yeah. I was within the market.
You're one of the higher paid fire watches.
Yeah, I was
in the Baton Rouge area.
I was within the market of the company.
That's it. That's it. And rightfully so. Real quick, a couple shout outs I got to give to my folks over in Pasadena. Shout out to my boy Ricardo Sandoval. I was over at a car wash over off of Richie and Jackson, if I'm not mistaken. I think Jackson was across the street, but Richie, I know, was on Richie. And my man was washing his Ford Focus. I was washing cleaning out one of our Cayman cargo trucks. And we got to chit-chatting, and he's a huge Texans fan. And I said, you know what, my man, Ricardo, I am going to give you a shout-out tomorrow and your Texans fandom. And he's never been shouted out on the radio before, so he was on Cloud 99.
Well, if he's listening, he's not.
If he's listening, that's just
it. Because it's 7:30.
Well, he's an early riser anyway, and he's a worker, right?
Okay.
So, I had the utmost confidence in him that he would be up.
There you go.
At 7. Listen, I'll put it like this. He didn't bat an eye that I would be giving him the shout-out at 7:30.
Okay.
I mean, because you know people that aren't. I mean, listen, you're either an early riser or you're not.
Right.
There's no in between. Like, I don't get the sense that T. Scott's an early riser.
Really?
I'm not. I need coffee.
That's it. Okay. Right. I've been up since 4 o'clock.
I've been up since 4:30.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this ain't new to me. So getting up to do a 7-Eleven show, I'm A-okay with.
Done.
All right. It's throwing off my gym time, which I'll go knock that out after I'm done.
There you go.
You know, but I am a morning gym person. Wear your mask, people.
Got to wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Don't forget, haikus, that's going down in the 9 o'clock hour. Masks, open relationships, 4th of July, and a freestyle of your choice. And for those that don't know, a haiku is what?
It's 575 syllables.
Syllables, people. Syllables.
Five, seven, five syllables.
That's it. We're going to be giving shout-outs all day. We'll get the text line from our boy T. Scott on the dot, because I know y'all got a text line now.
Same number.
Same number.
Same calling number.
Same text line.
Hello. Now, I don't have access to it, so we'll have T. Scott on the dot. We'll talk about that during the break. But also, Moak Hamilton, he's going to be on at 8:30 now.
All right.
Okay.
All
so
right,
we're
right,
going
right.
to do 8:30. I might go ahead. We're going to have to now. So, okay. That's going down. Teddy J. Also, we're going to get into some baseball talk here in the next segment. Okay. Going through MLB.com. We're a few weeks away from baseball. Opening pitch, opening day, opening, you know, because with the NFL, you say, you know, we're going to kick things off.
Right.
You know, NBA, we're going to tip things off.
Throw out the first pitch.
But that doesn't, there's just, that doesn't.
It's baseball.
I know, I get it, but like, you know, I could say like, you know, if you're in a meeting, right? Hey, we're going to kick this thing off.
Right.
Okay, you get it. But what's my baseball analogy for that? We're going to throw out the first pitch, get this thing started? I mean, who says that? Nobody. No, I'm sure someone does. I'm sure someone does.
We're going to throw out the first pitch?
So here's the deal. If y'all want a shout out, text the phone. Text the number, 713-780-3776. My boy Josh Cisneros doing the damn thing over at Cayman Cargo, all right? Again, masking up.
Masking up. Got to wear them.
Masking up. I got yelled at the other day by my boss for not masking up. But I had my shirt over my face. I thought that would suffice.
Yeah, no.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong. Set the example. Be the example, Fred.
That's right. Wear your mask.
That's it. Wear the mask. I got mine right here.
You know, wear the one that goes around your head, not around your ears.
Nah, well, I mean, for right now, this is what it is.
See, the one, this is mine right here.
See, you kind of look like an outlaw with that.
Give me your money.
You look like an outlaw right
now.
Hey,
I like the bandana look.
That's it.
And you know what? I like the ascot kind of feel to it, too.
You know what? You go from, you know, assy to classy within a one fell swoop, huh?
Yeah, it kind of give me a little ascot look. That's and it's it. Like, oh, I'm going into this place.
Oh, I'm up with my nose. We about to set things off, huh?
That's it.
We're about to go down like that?
But, you know, I work at Tom Peacock Cadillac.
Yes, you do.
And what I've learned that going to deliver a car with the bandana around your face, yeah. knocking on the door, not that good.
Yeah.
You know, it causes pause with the people that come in. It's like, hey, I have to take it down and go, oh, I'm with Tom Peacock Cadillac. I'm here to deliver your car. Oh, okay. But they see you at the door with the mask on. Ain't a lot of people coming in, big bruh, at the door with a mask.
Let's not ignore the sensitivity of today's climate right now, okay? I mean, it's a very racially insensitive time right now, a sensitive time or insensitive, depending upon, what your Karen or Ken you're talking to. And it's all sides. It's all sides. But you see a big bruh outside with a bandana on, kind of pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. With an all-black caddy outside.
It's three colors, you know. I try to stay with the black. Stay away from the black. You got to do a white one, red, no blues, no blacks. No. You got to be white, any other color but those three colors. Yeah,
you pull up in that, you know something's going on. Five storylines that MajorLeagueBaseball.com has for your Houston Astros. Which one concerns you the most? And what does it mean when your opening day starter has questionable fashion choices? Not much in the grand scheme of things. We'll tell you why next. Don't you go anywhere. We're right here on ESPN
97.5. Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back in. This is The Bench. John and Lance out today. Fred Davis. That's me. Henry Thomas.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
T. Scott, are you normal? You're not the Aaron is usually the. He's afternoons, right?
No, yeah. Dell is in the morning. Then Nick for the midday. Okay. And then Aaron.
Oh, so you back to your roots today?
Yeah. The only time I produce is whenever I'm filling in.
That's it. Yeah. See, that's because
bang, bang, bang.
Because you got that APD title now.
That's right.
You got that title.
Got that whip crack.
You got that title, and it's only right that you're back on with us. We had a solid run. We had a solid run on our HD show.
Nighttime show.
What happened? We get canceled. What happened with that? We just stopped coming on.
Yeah, we went somewhere else.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah. I believe there was a.
There was an actual job offer where we didn't actually have to find sponsors.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Listen, fellas. Listen, Henry's may or may not have CTE. I've just got a degenerative brain condition.
Yeah.
That's hereditary.
Among other things.
Among other things. I literally forgot what happened to our show.
Yeah. Yeah, there was other people who were like, we like that. You guys want to come over here?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. So, yeah, your boy Freddie D. That's what it was. I torpedoed the show.
Yeah.
Is exactly what happened. I torpedoed the show. Which brings me back to, I'm listening to this podcast right now on this guy, James Ray, who was a motivational speaker. I tell you what, is there a bigger sham on earth than motivational speakers?
Depends on how big you are.
It depends. I mean, right? So this dude was, this guy was like at one point, I mean, Oprah co-signed on him.
Oh, okay.
Listen, once you get the blessing from Oprah, cancel Christmas.
You can do it. You can write your ticket.
You can do what?
Dr. Phil.
Let Oprah call into this show right now. I tell you what. If Oprah called in this show right now, I would call Cayman Cargo and say, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out, y'all.
Say something sexist. She'll call you. Oh, no, Oprah, you might get the view first.
Oprah ain't got time to be listening to the HD show. But
of course she
Oprah,
does.
If you're listening, 713-780-3776. What's that? Hold on. We got who? Tyler Miller? Hold on. Let's let Tyler on the show. Come on. Tyler, I think he's a long... Tyler, if I'm not mistaken, T. Miller was one of our longtime callers.
Long time caller.
That's right. Time caller.
That's exactly right. He called in every week, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call. I got in the car and I had to take a double take. I didn't know what I was listening to, man. But it's good to hear you guys on the radio. Good to hear you guys back on 97.5. I hope all is well with all of y'all, man. Just wanted to call and holler at you guys. I heard a familiar voice, man. Y'all take it easy. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. No, Tyler used to call in all the time. He had hot takes for days,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did.
Tyler always had hot takes, so we appreciate that. So, yeah, 713-780-3776, or text. We're going to have T. Scott read the text.
Yeah.
I've got a couple right here.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Fire them away.
All right.
T. Scott.
A couple shout-outs. Randy Merrick driving out to Austin today.
Yeah,
yeah. Delivery beer.
What you deliver?
I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to read this verbatim.
I love it.
Driving out to Austin today, delivery beer representing B52 Brewing in Conroe.
Okay.
Hashtag shout out Thursdays. So I don't know if y'all want to make that a hashtag or not, but.
Let's do it.
Hashtag shout out Thursdays.
Shout out Thursdays. Shout out Thursdays.
Shout out Thursdays. Look at him just stepping up.
I have been a shout out person. Shout outs are when it comes to radio, like, you know, I mean, I'm 39 years old. I've been listening to radio my whole life. Shout-outs are what it's all about. Okay. Tyler, you've been doing this for a long time. Henry, you've been doing it. Who doesn't like a shout-out?
I still love getting shout-outs.
Of course you do. Of course. I've yet to tell a person I'm going to give you a shout-out. Now, I've got a shout-out. Now, for folks that I hang out with or talk to or whatever, I've got a very strict shout-out policy.
Right.
Don't tell me to shout you out. Unless you're listening.
Yeah.
Because what good's the shout out if you're not listening?
Don't tell me to shout you out. I'm not that guy.
Man, I missed it. I was doing something. You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear it. My bad.
My shout outs come from right here.
Come from the loins.
Come from the heart. That's the loins are little loins. The heart comes from the
All right, so our boy, moving on.
Although I have made
some. Depends on who the shout out's for now, I guess. Jamie from Spring, listening to you guys on the way to New Iberia, Louisiana, to drop load.
It's okay. A long way to go for a bathroom break.
Tell you what, that's...
It's a long way to go for a bathroom break.
Probably a hot shot, yeah.
Now, there's a lot going on with that text.
Well, you know, New Iberia, that's a...
Maybe
that's
he's got
my
an open
hometown.
Relationship out in New Iberia.
There you go.
How do we know he's not moving dope?
Hey, he didn't say.
He didn't say. That,
but New
that's
Iberia,
the beauty of that text, right? As they say on Twitter, that's the Twitter content I'm here for.
Yeah. That's,
those are the kind of texts I'm here for today. I want the vague innuendo. Could be anything.
Could be anything.
He might have a little something over there. He ain't no telling.
Hey, listen, and while he's on his way down to New Iberia.
You got peoples in New Iberia, don't you?
Abbeville. Which is close. Abbeville. That's where all my people from Abbeville and Lafayette take. Swing back through, pick up some Buddha and some crackling, drop it off up here.
Come on.
We'll be looking for it.
We'll be here till 11.
That's right.
God willing. All right. So hashtag shout out Thursday.
Shout out Thursday. Let's
shout out to my boy Chris Borum from he's over there listening to the show. So I told all my guys over at Cayman Cargo, you know, OT's hard to come by. So listen to the show, I'll give you a shout out, throw you an hour or two.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
It's a joke, people.
Don't let HR hear that. Oh, yeah, don't let HR hear that.
You'll have a note, a memo. Come, HR.
Fred,
please.
We're going to need a. It's payroll on Monday. Can you please come to the office?
That's
we've
got right.
We need to go over. Astros, five things that. Storylines to concern yourself with in the 2020 Major League Baseball restart. It's a sprint. Normally, the baseball season is a marathon, not a sprint. This year, it's a sprint, not a marathon. 60 games, provided that the Rona doesn't ruin everything, and there's a good possibility that it might. But, as our boy Darren Heitner said, there's just too much money to be made, and so therefore, things are going to happen. Number one, do we think Justin Verlander will start the season? He's coming off of he had a groin injury that he aggravated during training camp or spring training.
Spring training, yeah.
Had a surgery. Picture him yesterday or a
did
video.
Did he have surgery?
He did. He had a minor surgery. Ever have groin surgery?
Too close to the boys.
Too close to the boys. No. But didn't you hurt your groin at one point?
I had a really bad groin pull. And
when you were in Detroit, right?
Yes. Played through it, but no surgery.
How, of all the injuries you've had in your career, and obviously for a guy that started 211 out of 220 possible games, and it might have been, I think it was more than that, obviously, you know, injuries were a factor, but never enough to derail you, per se.
Right.
Where did the groin injury in the pantheon of Henry Thomas injuries stack up?
It was up there. I mean, it was one that I played with regardless. But it took a lot, and it was wasn't
what's
as
the,
bad
what's
as
the sisters. What's the shots?
Oh, that was the one for the ankle, the Kane sisters.
The Kane, but you never got one for the groin. No shots for the groin. Ain't nothing to play. You, I mean, just too again too close.
Too close to
too
the
close.
Boys. No,
too close.
Too big daddy and the twins. They don't play that. Like man, slapping that needle away. Get that out of here. What are you getting?
Done with you for the day. I am done with you for the day.
No shot, but it took, you know, groins and wrappings and stretching and ultrasounds. Just telling you, you can't, you know, I can take a needle most anywhere, but
not there.
Not around there.
Nor should you.
Nor should you have to.
No, you really shouldn't. I've said this time and time again, and I don't think I'm unique or saying anything. This is not a hot take, but no baseball team, and really you could argue no team in professional sports, but especially the Astros, have been better served have been better served by the Rona.
Oh, to take the heat off of them?
Oh. I mean, right now, with where everything's at as far as, you know, jobs, the economy, the country, the surge, and everything else, whether there's going to be a vaccine. I mean, again, people are still dying from this. Does booing a team that was cheating and doing what, as we all know, you know, half the other teams in the Major League Baseball have done and are probably still doing in some form or fashion, I mean, do you really feel like, oh, my God, let me go roast the Astros now during the 60-game sprint?
Well, yeah, no, nobody's going to do that. They just want to see the game. They want the game to be.
That's all we want.
Yeah, we want the game. I'm a big opponent of saying that they're not going to happen because all they do is bicker back and forth between the union and the owners. And we could have been playing a month ago, you know?
So about that, apparently Manfred was on the Dan Patrick Show. And he said, quote, "The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor," end quote.
Wow.
So they just basically had all these public negotiations out there.
Posturing.
And made people pick sides.
Right.
For nothing.
All for naught.
You know, that sure sounds an awful lot like our society right now.
Really?
I mean, look, whether it's the government, whether it's societal issues, it doesn't matter. There's no, I mean, can we not just have 10 minutes of harmony? Can we just have 10 minutes of harmony? Tell you what, we can have it right here on this program. That's what we can do.
That's what we got.
That's
now.
Tyler Scott on the dot, working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
He's Henry Thomas. I'm still that dude, Freddie D. First hour in the books, boys and girls. What a program it's been thus far. Huge second hour of the program coming up. Moke Hamilton going to join us, talking all things NBA and the restart and the bubble. Teddy J, Teddy 3 rings, 3-time Super Bowl winner Ted Johnson, and the impetus for the HD show. Going to join us at the bottom of the hour, talking Cam to the Patriots and all things. And Teddy J doesn't mind talking a little NBA as well. We'll ask his get his thoughts on the Celtics. But when we return, we'll wrap up some Astros talk and why the Rockets are as positioned as well as they've ever been during the James Harden era to go grab a title. What do I mean? Stick around the second hour. We'll tell you more next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN
97.5.
ESPN 97.5.